This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 4. Deceiver. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 27. So he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and she prepared some tasty food, just the way his father liked it. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of Esau, her older son, which she had in the house, and put them on her younger son, Jacob. She also covered his hands and the smooth part of his neck with the goat skins. Then she handed to her son Jacob the tasty food and the bread she had made. He went to his father and said, "My father." "Yes, my son," he answered. "Who is it?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may give me your blessing." Isaac asked his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" "The Lord your God gave me success," he replied. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not." Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau. So he proceeded to bless him. "Are you really my son Esau?" he asked. "I am," he replied. Then he said, "My son, bring me some of your game to eat, so that I may give you my blessing." Jacob brought it to him, and he ate. And he brought some wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come here, my son, and kiss me." So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you heaven's dew and earth's richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and peoples bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed." Who is Jacob? In this passage, he pretends to be his brother Esau in order to receive his father's blessing, which includes special promises from God. Twice, he blatantly lies to his father about his identity. He also lies about God helping him on a hunt that never happened. We can imagine Jacob nervously waiting while his father eats, knowing that in just a short time, Esau will return and these lies will be revealed. Jacob was clearly a deceiver, adding one lie to another to trick his aged father. Jacob even faked the way he smelled, and that smell of a field reminded Isaac of God's blessing. Jacob wanted to portray himself as someone worthy of his father's approval, but he wasn't yet someone who could be trusted with the gifts of abundance and blessing that God had promised. But are we much different? Don't we often lie about our identity to others and to ourselves? Thinking that God will be impressed with our achievements, we dress ourselves in the claim that we're pretty good people. We lie about our own sins and the harm we do to others. And we, too, do not yet smell like the one who has received God's blessing. Who are you? Only in Christ can we admit our true identity. A deceiver, a sinner in need of grace. Be honest with God today and receive His grace and forgiveness. Pray with me. Father, forgive us for trying to deceive you and to cover our true identity as sinners. You know who we are. Forgive us, for Jesus' sake, that we may receive your blessing. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.